Viewers, thanks for watching. Before coding the census, Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Mushara from London.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Welcome to our program one more time, Sheikh.
You're welcome.
The expert in this clip mentioned that why are these wars fought in Afghanistan and Iraq? Why are the same people who advocate cutting spending for every kind of social service will advocate military spending over the roof? On the surface, it would be utterly irrational from the point of view of a neoliberal policy alone that there is a broader context of neo-colonialism, neo-imperialism, and of post-colonialism. How much do you confirm that?
Yeah, actually, a person acquires wealth just for more control. You know, wealth is useless if you just take the money and put it in the bank and you have got that money and you don't utilize it for your honor, for your respect, for your control. So
yes,
these powers are, in fact, out to gain more and more control over the world and to shake their own system. That, you know, a country which has got its own system, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Syria or any other country, they need to shake their system to so that with shaking them, it's easier to infiltrate into them, get into them, and get their wealth, like what's happening in Ukraine, for example. And here we see that, in fact, the freedom, democracy, and all these beautiful words, and liberalism, all these beautiful words has been utilized to their own benefit. So these are just words. They don't mean it. They don't. In democracy, for example, democracy means people of the government of the people, by the people, for the people. But we see that those who are elected, do they represent the ideas of their the people of their constituency? No, it's their own ideas which they present. Similarly,
yes,
these people who are fighting for liberation of the people, independence of the people, for free thought, for free speech, for the women freedom, and all these things, these are just slogans. In fact, in reality, we see to usurp the natural resources and
yes,
other resources of the countries, they are just getting into them, and they are using the war also for a more control over those countries, and with the war, with shaking their system, they are just demolishing their own systems. Syria had its own system, which is demolished now, we see.
Yes.
We've seen other countries where the systems has been demolished. In Afghanistan, same thing has happened. And they want to create what they call the New World Order, which is the part of furtherness, advanced thing of the start liberalism, new liberalism. It started in 1938 for the first time when these words were used. And
yes,
now they have come to the end of that chapter. Now they're opening a new chapter of the New World Order to make the
sure,
people busy and align everything. I think the whole world is being aligned for their benefits now, and they are in the final stage of doing that. But the people who are opposing them, they need wars with them.
Thank you, Sheikh. Thank you very much. Brother Wahid.
Thank you. Sayed, about the IMF, the World Bank, the different corporations which has to do with globalization, what can you say about them? I mean, we have professors in different universities who say that, for example, the IMF just starts conflicts and economic crisis in different countries. Wherever it goes, it starts an economic crisis. What is your response to it?
Actually, yes.
And some even say that it should be abolished.
Basically, IMF and the World Bank, they are tools in the hands of those who are going after globalization in the material sense that we are seeing today. And basically, it is as neoliberalism has been defined as actually the rule of the corporations, the multinational corporations which are ruling the world. There, the multi-billionaires get together every year. You have the economic forum at Davos, Switzerland. People from they are the people who are talking about who are making the policies of the world, the
yes,
global policies, economic policies. These are the forums where these are being developed. Now, IMF, instead of helping economies and shore up economies and giving them help in coming out of recession, in coming out of poverty, they impose certain issues like high taxes or whatever just to be able to further the goals of economic deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the more taxes are imposed upon the population, the higher rate of interest, this is all to the
benefit of the corporations.
Benefit of the corporations and to the people's situation is worsened. Their poverty increases. They have to pay more taxes. They have to. So everything is going into the pocket of the multinationals. Even the IMF, if it is giving loans to countries, basically that loan is going to be directed and channelized through the multinational corporations.
Yes.
The multinational corporations are being given the, I mean, at the end of the day, the amount which comes into a country goes out again through the multinational corporations. So the services that are being, and as a result of that, populations of the world are being enslaved. According to the system.
All right.
And even in America, we see that today it's been the statistics are there that out of every 37 people, American adults, one is in prison. This is also
so the prison system has become a corporation in itself.
Just as the you have the huge defense complex, the military complex, which is itself creating wars in the world just to keep that system running. I mean, the defense, the military complex, the huge military complex, is which is working the nexus with the American and the Europeans, and they come out to the Middle East countries and they sell their goods they export war. They create an environment of insecurity.
Yes.
They scare people to fight each other and to buy their goods. So that is one. Another is the prison system itself. It is said that one out of 37 American adults are in prisons.
Just the administrations of the different presidents of the U.S.
supported, therefore prison itself is an industry. It's become a complex.
All right, thank you, Sayed. Let's go over to London, Sheikh Musharraf Husseini. Let's go over to the political, international political scene. Is veto a type of discrimination, an unjust action? Why can some few superpowers who were the victors of World War II have this right to violate the right of the masses of people with their veto right?
You know, if we just see what is liberalism and what the advocates of liberalism they are saying here, when you come to the international body of the United Nations where the world countries are getting together, you see the reality. Where is that liberalism there? Where is the freedom of speech? Where is the power of vote? Where is one man, one vote, and one country, one vote system there? Because these bodies which came into existence, like International Monetary Fund, or the World Bank, or the United Nations in itself, it came into existence after the Second World War, when the power, the forces, or the countries which were
the victors,
advocating the cause of liberalism, they won the war against Germany and Japan. So they designed these systems for their own benefit. So everything is reserved in the hand of five permanent nations in the Security Council. They've got a power of veto. If they say no to anything, leaving aside the vast population of the world which want that, it was just one country among those five countries. They say no, that means their no means no for everything, that won't happen. So where does the population go? See the countries, those countries which have got veto power, see how many people they have got in how much population they are representing.
Yes.
So just a small amount of number of population, they are having that veto power. Whereas truth, whereas justice, where are all these things?
Yes.
Where are the values of human rights? Values of social justice? Where are the values of benefit for the whole humanity? Where is
Thank
that globalization there? We don't see that. So in fact, it's just discrimination against a vast majority of the number of the countries and the population of the world. And we have seen practically that in practice, where the vetoes have been used, we have seen the cause of Palestine, see the cause of the other nations, deprived nations. They've always suffered because of this veto.
Sorry, Sheikh,
but there's
no way
out now because we have to live.
Because
in
of
this
shortage
system.
Of time, I have to interrupt you here, Sheikh. Let's go over to Ms. Saderian.
Yes, brother. There's a site report, viewers, on the website goodreads.com. There's a quote from Noam Chomsky, Dr. Naghavi. The quote is, neoliberal democracy instead of citizens, produces consumers. Instead of communities, it produces shopping malls. The net result is an atomized society of disengaged individuals who feel demoralized and socially powerless. Could you please focus on the word demoralized here?
Demoralized in the sense that, of course, when
say it, we just have 1 minute to go.
Okay. So it's a consumer society which is being produced as a result of this policy. It is all after material gains. Everything is measured in material things. We will want to gain more and more things. The more we try, the more we get, but the lesser we get because we want more. It's never ending. So when people are after something which is never ending,
yeah,
in the material sense, you never get something which is never ending. And that makes you really, depressed. Depression is caused, and you have a very depressed society.
Yeah.
The more material things are there, the more depression is there, the more stress is there.
Thank you. We're
all going after a goal which is something which can never be given to us. We should go after the real goal that is true perfection, that is godly perfection, that
the
is divine.
The true source of hope.
True source of hope.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much, Sayyid Salman Naqawi, and thank you, Sheikh Musharraf Husseini, and thank you, Ms. Sadiqian, and thank you for you, all dear viewers, for joining us in this program. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you all. Thank you very much.